Also in Nebraska, you can't get married if you have an STD. Huh? Yeah. You can't get married. I mean,
but that's not kind really because I mean, up.
Niggas with STDs be wanting to get married too.
Like they got look. It's not curable, but well, nah. I think everything is curable, honestly. But if it's something that's not too life detrimental or detrimental to your life,
yeah, and your partner knows about it. Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You can live a long, happy life with HIV.
Like, yeah, these just, days.
There's actually medication for that. So I think that's a little bit unfair.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm like, they should have the same rights as we do, as long as the partner knows about it.
Oh yeah, must
that's the only time I have seen.
Now, if you trapped your partner on some shit, that's fucked up. All right.
Yeah.
I think you should. We're not going to talk about
it. In Idaho, you can't be in the same house as someone who is smoking weed. Like, so if
you... Bro, where the fuck are you finding this shit at? Like, bruh, Google? Bruh, well, obviously, but what?
Yeah, right? Like, where else going to use? Like, Bing?
Yeah.
But yeah, these like a bunch of like crazy in Tennessee. No share. You can't share your Netflix passwords or any passwords, but Netflix passwords sounds more appealing.
Man, niggas catching felonies out.
Yeah, but say niggas out here like niggas out here still doing it.
Like I smoke weed.
Apparently, if you get caught though, you can face a fine up to $2,500, which is crazy as fuck. Cause
they broke. Nah, they're broke. That's why.
Yeah. I'm like, who is
making up
that?
All these dumbass rules just because, yo, we broke. The city needs money.
Yeah, we need somebody to put in on this.
And y'all gonna be the ones doing it because we not doing it. Oh, my mother.
But there's a lot of random laws that nobody knows about because it's not enforced like that. But yeah, apparently there was somewhere, I can't remember where, but you can't cuss on the playground. That's a literal law.
I would have went to jail. I definitely would have went to jail.
It's a bunch of crazy ass like things that you never knew existed.
I wow. So they said if you say damn these kids.
Damn you all to hell.
You damn you all, you dirty whore. You dirty hoe. Then nigga.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I mean, as far as I've seen, nobody actually got arrested for something like that.
But. I was about to say, like, bro, that's some dumbass laws.
Imagine getting arrested for cussing on a playground.
Bro, at my old job, DHL, they said if you cuss at all, you'll get fired.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yes, it's a German company. Nigga.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and I was cussing in front of my supervisor and all. It was like, you know, we're technically supposed to fire
like,
you.
Yeah, because like, yeah.
I'm like, but y'all are cussing to us.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so like, it's like.
You got to know, even if your company has this sort of standard starting out, that once you get to hiring multiple people, getting new facilities, everybody ain't going to, like, ain't going to police that shit.
At all. Like, who? And if you do, you're a dick.
Yeah, right?
All right, like, you old lame ass nigga. You have no life. Oh, depressing ass
no bitches, no money, no life.
Nigga, get some money, young nigga. Have some fun, young. All right? God damn. Stupid ass bitch. All
right, buddy.
Yeah. Shut your ass up, nigga.
Yeah.
Man, you're not
you fucking
that.
Suck.
Like, I fucking suck.
Yeah.
I fucking, but you know what doesn't fucking suck?
No. Why don't you fucking tell me what doesn't fucking suck? How about that? Why don't you tell me, nigga? Because I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Tell me. Tell me, nigga. Let me know what let me know what doesn't fucking suck right now.
Nigga, what doesn't suck is us saying, welcome to this motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy, Jew, a.k.a. Young Juice for Jones, a.k.a. Young... Look, we here. All right, Juice for Jones. Yeah. And I also got my main man.
It is your boy, Nate, on the mic, and welcome to the motherfucking podcast. Welcome back, guys.
Yes, sir. We are here.
First and foremost, a big shout out to our sponsors. They've been with us for a long time now.
Most definitely.
So, of course, we got to give them some love as much as they gave given us love. What's the Scenario?
Oh, yeah.
Hip-hop card game. Go check that out.
Yes.
SSL podcast and the code when you check out and get your free shipping, man.
Oh, God. Fun for all ages, 14 through 40. So, definitely make sure you tap in and tell them the boys over here at Short Story Long sent you.
Preferably like 35 to 46.
Okay, we're not gonna do but that. Like, we're not gonna do that. We had a good,
okay.
It was good promo.
Okay.
Good promo.
All right. Shit, what were we talking about first, though?
So, apparently, 6ix9ine is in the news for, you know, getting his ass whooped.
Oh, yeah.
We did. Now, I think we did previously discuss that on an episode. Well, I think an audio episode.
Yeah, probably audio.
But comes out in the news that his attackers actually are now locked up and facing about 15 years. All right. Could you furthermore elaborate on that, my boy?
Well, as far as I know, they faced in 15 years, and the baby mom is trying to raise money to get them out on bond or get a lawyer for them. I don't know much details on this. I'm not like trying to be a reporter here. But first of all, backtrack, because I don't remember talking about it. How did you feel about him getting his ass beat in the first place?
Shit, I was going to ask you the same question, but shit.
Okay, should I go first then? Well, at first, because I'm like, I thought he was getting his ass beat for snitching in the, you know, case against the Treyway. Case against Treyway. I thought he was getting beat up for that. So I was like, man, this shit lame as hell. Like, y'all niggas not associated with the niggas. Like, because I thought it was clout chasing, but come to find out, at least from academics and, you know, credible sources, because academics is his homeboy and shit.
Yeah.
And them niggas was Lion Kings. He put up some gang signs. Even though they old niggas and they probably still shouldn't be jumping niggas in fucking LA Fitness.
Why are you getting active and you a granddad?
Like,
that's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah.
like, bro, y'all niggas is like 40. So you just got out. Like, you just got out from a fucking 8-year prison sentence. Like, and you, bro, talking
you did a whole fucking stretch. A whole goddamn bit. And you come out and do this crash dummy ass shit.
And his bitch is a trap queen, too, because she's like, nah, my husband did something he believed was right. Like,
bruh, and see, this is what happens when people look at Bonnie and Clyde. Who's Gucci's wife? What's her name?
I don't remember.
Damn, I don't remember.
Keisha?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
She looked like a Keisha.
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, her and Keisha, Keisha and Gucci, like Kevin
Gates and his girl.
Yes, Drake and Kevin, Beyonce, Jay-Z. You want those type of relationships, but bruh, it's not worth it. Like, nah, especially if that person is dragging you down.
Okay? I mean, in cases where the person is dragging you down, yeah.
No, yeah, but I'm not saying like that's going on in every last situation or in these type of relationships, but in some of those relationships, like Bobby and Whitney, they were dragging each other down. Yeah. Like,
in this situation, I think women sometimes can follow blindly, not knowing really what they get themselves into. I think
she was dickmatized.
That could be a thing too.
True.
I think people, a lot of people may look at that and like, dickmatized? Nah, that's not real. No, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. And some bitches really be like, oh, well, man, I fucking hate this nigga. He do so much dumb shit. But damn, he got some good ass dick. And that's just like,
it's definitely a real thing.
That's a real thing, brother.
It's definitely a real thing.
So, enough about her though. As far as my thoughts in it, just to wrap what I was saying up, as far as my thoughts on him getting his ass beat, I still think y'all niggas too goddamn old to be jumping a nigga in the LA Fitness, bro.
In a fucking LA Fitness.
Yeah, like that shit lame as fuck. I don't care what he did, to be honest. I'm not a gang member. I don't be gang banging. What?
Yeah, I don't be gang member.
I don't be gang banging and shit, is what I meant to say. But because that, I guess I won't understand how serious that is.
Gang membering.
Now, I won't be gang membering. Committing gang acts of violence. But like, I guess I won't understand truly, but nigga, you like 46. I don't know his age. I don't have an article up or nothing like that, but like in your 40s. You got gray hairs, my nigga. You got grandkids.
And you got bald head.
You got a wife, my nigga. You live in a normal life. Why the fuck you need to crash out over 6ix9ine? That's my whole thing.
There's no point. In all honesty, you really embarrass yourself more than you tried to embarrass like 6ix9ine. He took that ass whooping. He's gonna heal from that. You're not going to heal from another 15 years in the joint.
Yeah, you can't see your kids no more when you fucking 15 years in the joint. You miss most of their lives.
You already missed 8 years of their lives. Now you're going to miss another 15.
Yeah.
Which, granted, I do understand. It depends on the lawyer that you get, because you might get off. But there's too much evidence, you're definitely going back.
Yeah, and that's another problem is that there's evidence because they recorded.
Yeah, it's a fact. So it's like, bro, it's self-incriminating snitching. Yeah, all
right? real talk, just self-snitching.
Wait, what did Dirk say? I done know niggas who really killing bodies, post that shit on Instagram. Doing that is like, you might as well go to court and say you killed a man.
Yeah,
like bro, come on, nigga.
Self-snitching is at an all-time high, bro.
Y'all just tweaking for clout. And yeah, you even heard him while he was whooping his ass, like, oh yeah, I want to be famous.
Yeah,
I want clout too. Like, yeah, nigga,
you're old as fuck, dog. Like,
bro, if you don't grow the fuck
up. That's also what made me think that it was about clout too. When I heard that in the video, it's like, oh, he's saying that shit because he want to be the one to catch 6ix9ine. That's what I thought it was,
bro. What if? Because in all honesty, he's definitely gonna get respect back in the joint if, like,
yeah, he beat a rat ass. Yeah,
yeah, like, oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah. He's gonna get that stain. Yeah, but
at what cost though? Not seeing your kids. Not like ego having freedom.
Ego is a dangerous motherfucker.
Yeah. Right? The cost, like, the cons in this is so high.
It's the cons outweigh the pros.
Yeah, by a lot.
Look, you are better off hiring a little nigga to go, like, beat his ass, like, honestly.
I wonder, so is this a good transition for what was the name, the kid that recently got killed
over? You're talking about BTB Savage.
Yeah, I wonder if this is a good transition because we were just talking about I guess bragging about stains for clout type shit.
I'm gonna keep it a whole G. While I was watching the interview with DJ, well, on DJ Vlad's channel, I felt it was ominous. It was low key. It felt like Soulja Boy, but it was real. And I'm like, nigga, you're taunting people that are still alive. You got one person killed and the rest of them lived. You're gonna get back has no date.
Okay,
it has
so, no so time. For so for context, one of the guys, so let's just call him that, came in, tried to rob B2B.
Yeah, BTB Savage.
B2B Savage. His girl basically killed the nigga, blood everywhere. He decides to take the Instagram picture in the crime scene, which is wild as fuck.
Like, that's cringy.
That's so wild.
But at the same time, if you're like living what you rap and shit.
Still wild, my nigga. How old was he? Do you know that off the top of your head?
I think it was a young nigga. I think he was in his early 20s. Nigga. Yeah.
But
probably like 22, 23.
Yeah, no, that's fucking crazy. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
oh yeah. I'm not saying it is. I'm
desensitized ass nigga, bro. Like, and if like I dead ass seen niggas get their head chopped off, and I'm still thinking that's fucking crazy.
That's demonic. Yeah. Okay? Like, yeah, niggas on demon time, like, and not even in the good way.
In the crime scene, my nigga, that's crazy. But shortly after that, though, I mean, like a few days, really. They lit his ass up and, you know, rest in peace him. He has passed away.
With over 50 fucking shells.
Yeah, they sent the message for sure.
Look, and I'm not trying to, like make light of the situation. Because rest in peace that man, because he was still a father, a husband, boyfriend. Yeah, he had a kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, he was still a father, a son, nephew, like... Definitely sending condolences to his family and his camp as well. Healing energy, sending y'all direction. But at the same time,
yeah,
what you put out is what you get.
Exactly. And see, I'm not going to go as far as disrespecting him
at all.
I don't know him. But yeah, I mean, if you put that energy out there, I say it all the time, if you put that energy out there, nigga, you can't be mad at what energy you get back.
Yeah, nobody learned from Gucci.
But at the same time, though, them niggas like Gucci. So let's just say the Gucci and Jeezy beef.
Yeah.
Nigga, how the fuck is anybody gonna be mad at, or how the fuck is Gucci gonna get, damn. How the fuck is Jeezy gonna get mad after sending his nigga on his dummy mission and he die?
You can't.
Exactly.
But I'ma just keep it a G. That's just human nature. Which, granted, nothing in life is truly fair. And I'm not saying it's right, but most people don't want to take accountability if shit goes left. Or just like, let's say, Louis, for instance. You see how she'll say, oh, all this is Franklin's fault? Yeah. But she yet to take accountability on her end or takes the part that she played and why it led up to here. Yeah, that's basically how I look at it.
Well.
But now Jeezy, he's older. Yeah. They've had a conversation, or at least he's like, look, I'm putting this shit behind me and we just get into this money, like real shit. So it all, again, it depends on the maturity of the person.
Exactly. And I don't think that shit happen anymore. I think kids now is like straight crashing the fuck out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's because of the young boy. Yeah. It's because of the fucking music. Like, bro, oh my God. And I hate to put it on them, but they're influencing the culture.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I don't know if it's just me, but of course there's the mainstream music where it's sort of going into more pop, I think. Even rap is kind of getting more poppy. But the sort of tier under that, where there's like literally thousands of street like rappers and shit like that, bro, it's like 95% murders, my nigga.
Yes. Literally. Like, wait, speaking of rap going mainstream or going at least pop in the pop direction. So YoungBoy came out with the song with Quavo called Don't Rate Me. Bro.
Rate?
Yeah, don't rate. Did it sound like I said, don't rape me?
Yeah. Like, I was like,
please
what?
Don't rape me.
like, whoa.
But nah, it's called Don't Rate Me. Uh-huh. And guess what song they sampled? Just take a. I know you never heard the song, but.
What the fuck, nigga?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Right, that's no, fucking no, stupid. Okay, all right. I'm sorry, y'all. But it's a Gorilla song. I think either Dirty Harry or 19 bro, to 2000
this at all.
Bro, like I heard the cadence in the song and I hear like the beat pattern, like the I'm like, huh, they really like trying, they're just looking for anything at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, to be honest,
I'm not mad at
if
it.
If I'm being real, yeah. If I'm being real, I'm actually liking some of the ways people going with music now and the kind of popular sound. A lot of niggas don't like the Jersey City type beats that New York is doing now.
Or like doing like Big X the Plug taking old school R&B and incorporating it. Yeah. Like that is, I respected this generation of artists that's doing that. But the ones that are just straight murder, kill, kill.
Yeah.
And over it's fucking, drill beat.
Yeah. Wham, 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 wham. I ain't gonna lie, like New York, I heard multiple mixed stories, and we gotta get back on track after this.
Yeah,
I heard multiple mixed stories about New York though, because everybody's saying New York like street scenes is dumbed down, and everybody like trying to be streamers and you know content creators now.
Yeah,
but on the other hand, I be seeing murders and shit all the time in New York, like niggas doing drills all the time on YouTube. By the way, like on YouTube, niggas getting shot. Niggas being shot on YouTube shorts, nigga. Like,
what
the fuck? Like,
yeah. Wait, you know what? You right. I definitely have seen some shit like
niggas
that.
Niggas be getting shot on YouTube shorts, y'all. Like, straight up.
Dad, you don't even have to go online no more. Yeah. Like, on Google and look that shit up. Nah, it's just right there.
It's right there.
It's in your face.
Boom, you just scrolling and you can see it.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. But anyways, what was next? We talked about the B2. Yeah, man, I feel bad for him, of course, like. But, you know, just to wrap up what I was saying.
Yeah, I get it.
You put the energy out there. You didn't have to do that. Granted, he didn't have to do that either, but, you know, you took it too far. Yeah. And obviously, you know, you reap what you sow.
And to add just a little more deeper context, also have security, okay? All upcoming rappers, how much is your life worth?
And don't think you're a fucking invincible ass nigga, bro. Everybody
just
can die.
Yeah, just because you got a Glock on you does not mean you're an invincible. All right, you have a chance of fighting, yeah, but you can still die.
Yeah, real talk.
You need somebody that's there that can watch all corners for you to see the shit that you don't see. Because, in all honesty, it was really for a feature. Because he even was stating this in the interview. The only reason why he met up with Buddy was because he told him, oh, yeah, trying to do a feature, blah, 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 blah. And then he was asking some questions about his chain. It was like, damn, how much did they hit you over the headphone, blah, 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 and asking how much he spent. And then once he looked down, nigga up blick on him. Like, once he up blick, now it's like, dude, nah, yeah. I ain't giving up shit. Nigga, give it up.
I mean,
give it
if up. If I'm being real,
if you got insurance on it, give it up. If you don't have insurance on it,
I say give it up too, but it's like these niggas that fucking go around snatching chains and like trying to sell them. That's some real broke shit when you think about it, because they not getting shit off of these chains, especially custom chains. They're not.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of chain snatching, you heard about Ice Spice?
I heard that was fake, though.
It is. Yeah. It was. That like, was the whole thing was fucking... Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm like, bro, yeah. We've never seen her with that chain.
Yeah, I was thinking it was her newest chain that wanted her like face on it and shit.
I gotta look at it.
Yeah, it wasn't that. I seen the video. It wasn't that, so... Never seen her with that chain. I thought it was fake when I first seen the video. Well, no, I didn't. I'm lying. I thought it was real.
I can't believe that. I'm like, yo, if y'all did, that was weak. But yeah, now that you know it's fake, it's like...
It's weird now.
It's weaker.
I don't know if it's weaker. Because it was weak when you try to snatch a woman's chain. But is it weaker when you lied about it? Is it just like... weird new cloud chasing
nigga. I think niggas was literally just on the block just like saying, oh bro, this is gonna be funny. Like, yeah, thought that little 15 second moment wasn't gonna do shit.
Real talk, it was probably them just like viral moment.
Yeah, this is just like, wow, niggas really just blew up.
So what else are we talking about, bro?
Oh, also Charleston White saying he used to rape white women and them pressure fit not holding him accountable.
So it was weird as I'm watching this because, so the red pill community is kind of divided right now.
Good.
And there's the niggas that look at Fresh and Fit like some cornballs.
Because they are.
Yeah. They say a bunch of, you know, childish things. And it seems to me they don't really know women. But, and there's the ones that completely blindly agree with them, but everybody in the quote unquote red pill community or purple pill, I would consider I've been preached probably like a purple pill, yeah, has been reacting to this. And the clip shows, not a clip because it's really just like 10 minutes, but Charleston White just going ham, admitting to fucking raping white bitches. He said that he wouldn't, it's not like, and he was like, you know, we used to run trains on white bitches. And then as they like laughing and shit, which is, you know, that's kind of, it's not really that bad. But he said that and they laugh and he's like, without their permission. And it's like, oh, that was the times. So he continues. He's like, yeah, we'd be like the white bitch. She like you. So you get her over here. He get her over there and they just come in a room with their dicks out and just kind of force it on her. And as he's saying all this crazy ass shit, like this just obscene shit, Fresh and Fit are just sitting there laughing like, oh, it was the times, man. That was, you know, that was the times where shit like that happened.
That has never been cool.
So, I mean, I don't know. How old is Charleston White anyway?
That's what we got Google for. Like,
raping white bitches? Maybe in the 80s or 70s?
I thought you looked it up.
Oh, no. I was just taking a guess.
God damn it. No. How old is Charleston White? Okay, cool. Biographer.
What the fuck, nigga?
This nigga, 52.
Oh. Yeah, I don't even think like,
damn, he the same age as my mama.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's online in the 70s or 80s. He was out here doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Wait, hold on. I mean, maybe that was a thing. I don't know.
So it was around the 60s, 70s. Yeah.
Not only that, but this nigga was name dropping niggas he did that with too.
what do you expect? Like, this nigga's a snitch. He a tough ass snitch. I ain't like, yo. Well, really, he a bitch ass snitch in my opinion. Like, nah, fuck that. I'm not even gonna.
So how you
that.
Feel about? The reason why everybody or a lot of men love Kevin Samuels. And look at him in a different regard than we look at Fresh and Fit or or whoever else is in the red pill community, quote unquote, is because he also held men accountable.
Yes.
It wasn't just, I mean, even
he
though
he held everybody accountable.
Yeah, yeah. Even though to public, you know, the public that only watched clips and shit, not really knowing his content, it seemed like he was only holding women accountable, but he held both genders accountable.
If you go back and look at his older content, he's really focusing on helping men be men. Yeah. All right. He was really focusing on the development of a man, like real shit. So one thing that, and I do understand when he did pivot, that was one thing that gave him his social media edge, or at least his viral.
That cologne review shit was not going to work at all. But my point in saying that is that it doesn't seem that Fresh and Fit has that same energy towards men, at least when it's not like somebody trying to. Let me hit that. Like when you get a chance to pass that. At least when it comes to like men guests on the show. Do you remember fucking Academics, like,
yes, tweaking yes, the yeah. fuck out? You've just fucked my homeboy in an Airbnb that I paid for. I mean, shut your bum ass, shut your broke ass up. You just mad that your broke ass nigga can't do this shit that I can do. I'm like, yeah, he definitely spazzed out like a cornball, a self-entitled little prick.
But why is I guess the answer is easy, but why do guys get so offended when women say their dick is small? Cause it's like when she said that, I think she might have said he was too fat to see his dick, or his dick is. I guess that would mean that his dick is small too.
But after that he went off.
So I'm like, yeah, why?
He got triggered.
Yeah, he must really got a small dick. Like, pause, but like. I don't see why you get offended by that so hard.
Listen, I kid really you not. True ass story. I can't make this shit up, all right? I got to change the names. But met this chick one time. Her name was Jade. She lived, I'd say, like 30 minutes away from here and shit like that. So, chilled with her around New Year's or so. She wanted me to, you know, basically move in type deal, like. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just not doing that. No. Wait, oh, shit. Wait, what was he talking about? I lost.
He's talking about Academics?
Yeah.
Like, tweaking out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then it was one time I came over there, and she was basically tweaking out on me, and I was like, listen, I'm just going to leave you here. This is what it is. I got enough on my plate. I'm not about to deal with this. I left. All right. Then she started hitting me through text messages talking about some, oh, fuck you. That's why I never really liked you. I fucked another nigga and all that shit. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It is what it is. She was like, that's why your dick is small. Wait, no. She was like, that's why I fuck bigger dicks and shit. I was like, shit, I still hit though.
Yeah.
she was like, oh, well, okay, little man. I was like, but you still let me hit though.
You know what? I get it. Because it's like,
I still hit.
Our dicks is like, you know, are a big part of our masculinity, I guess.
Yeah.
At least that's how we see it.
But we can't control that. Shit, we're born with it.
Yeah, so I guess because women been talking about you had a small dick since I was in middle school. Like,
facts.
Dead ass. So I guess the logic in that is to attack what you think his masculinity is. But I'm like, nigga, I still got in them cheeks. And I can imagine that every woman I've ever had sex with has probably fucked a nigga with a bigger dick than me. But do I give a shit?
No.
I mean, it's just, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is. Like, shit. Like, look, I done fucked a chick with huge, ginormous titties. I fucked a chick with no titties. Like,
she said that shit in Academics, like, well, your broke ass baby daddy can't even get in this building. Like,
but you right, though, because he really couldn't. Look, even if he tried his hardest, he could not get in. Uh,
But
he was like, nigga, you don't got no key card, nigga. You can't get in this bitch.
No, I just thought that was corny too, and I fuck with academics. But I think Waka Flocka seen that this shit is just childish conversation.
Oh yeah, like, most definitely.
This is shit you be thinking about when you a young nigga and you ain't really experienced that many women, but the women you have experienced has been shitty women.
Yeah.
So you draw conclusions and try to find an echo chamber where everybody agrees with you. And I think that's exactly what Red Pill. Well, not Red Pill in its entirety, but you know, Fresh and Fit specifically.
Yeah, I just feel like men under the age of 25. Yeah, men under the age of 25 are definitely highly impressionable. Even in your 20s, you can still be impressionable.
Yeah, that's
so nice. Like, if they're easily influenced, that's definitely just gonna add quote unquote more validity to their claims with
exactly Red Pill. It's confirmation bias because you growing up and you don't understand women. Your experience has been shitty, and then you got the Red Pill community comes along. It's like, oh, women are this way. And you're like, oh, he's so right.
Because you find some similarities of a chick that you fucked with or somebody that you knew wasn't right for you, you just still kept trying to fuck with them.
Yeah.
Like, even though, granted, that's me projecting because that's happened to me a few good times, but I will never sit here and say, oh, all women are the same or all women ain't shit and blah, 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 blah. Hell nah. The ones that ain't shit, ain't shit. But the ones that are, well, are shit. Or the shit. Like, they're the shit. So you just got to respect them in each. Well, you have to respect them each individually in their own ways.
All
right.
And that's the thing, though. Like, people want to find validity in how they feel all the time. And I think that's why Fresh Fit is still thriving, actually. And
I think they just want to be understood. Like, honestly. Because that's what. Okay, look at it like this. Sometimes you'll have like a screaming toddler and they're just because they don't know how to actually like convey their words or get their message out, but they're getting people's attention. That I feel that's what they're doing. Not literally in the same way, but you get what I mean.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with looking for validity for how you feel, but when the message is as dangerous and toxic as Fresh and Fit, that's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah, most definitely.
So now they have a large slip. And I think Mediocre Tutorial Reviews, who is like also kind of hard on women sometimes. And his
he's a fucking dork.
Yeah, his message is kind of like. Dork. But the thing is, bro, he can get bitches. But anyways,
though. He's still a dork though. Just cause that's just cause you got a just cause you got money don't mean you ain't a lame. All right.
Okay. I mean, I said he can.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying like just cause you got money don't mean you ain't a lame.
But it's not about money.
Just cause you look like you can get bitches or you got bitches don't mean you not a lame, nigga. You still a lame. You're still lame with bitches.
By what merit though?
Bruh, I just. You know what? I don't know the guy personally.
You don't. Like,
I can only say just his YouTube personality is fucking dorky as fuck. All right.
I feel like you don't watch enough content to know, like.
I used to. I just said fuck him. I stopped watching. After hearing Viscid Innards too many times.
Yeah, I can understand in like certain videos for sure. He not like. I can't say all his content is some shit I agree with for sure. There's a lot of times where I'm looking at him like, bro, all right, nigga, you really stretching this?
You hammered it up way too much.
Yeah, to mean
like
something
that's
not
really
the pig
is almost
really
gone at this time.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of his content, he holds men accountable to. Like,
yeah, so true. I see that.
You know, it's a healthy mix, I think, if we're talking about Red Pill channels.
I just still feel that.
But my point in bringing him up is that he said that Fresh and Fit created this slipstream where they're not mainstream, but they're able to curate fans gradually through the slipstream towards, you know what I'm saying, towards the top of YouTube.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because they almost hit 1 million, and this is all people curated through trauma of past relationships. So, yeah, man, it's a sad
That's basically what Derek Jackson was doing.
Yeah.
Hey, and I can't even be mad at it. If it works, it works.
Yeah, even though they always lies, bro.
Hey, man.
Fresh and Fit out here paying for pussy. Derek Jackson cheating on his wife.
Listen, if you're an adult in today's age, or day and age, and you're just easily influenced by what you see online, I'm going to need you to grow up.
There's a lot of fake shit online, bro.
A whole fucking lot. All right. Hollywood is smoke and mirrors. A lot of the money, phones, and shit that people be holding up to their ears, sometimes fake cash. A lot of the times, fake cash.
I see a lot of y'all niggas fucking buying them verified badges on y'all personal pages too, nigga.
Yeah,
I think we don't know, nigga. I seen a nigga post a whole thank you message. Like, he posted a whole thank you message like, yeah, I finally got my verified badge.
Wait, I think I saw that shit too.
Oh, God. I'm like, nigga, you know damn well.
You don't get your lame ass on, nigga. Get the fuck up.
I don't know if he knows that if you pay for the verified badge, you got to have your full name and your Instagram name.
Oh, you got me fucked
up. In order
up.
To, you know, government ID check the shit.
I'm not going.
So once you see somebody's name turn from something else to that, nigga, you know damn well he just paid for that shit.
Yeah, oh, jeez.
I'm like, nigga, why are you thanking people? Like, you didn't just fucking pay $14.99 for this shit.
Bro, we not going this way, bro. We not doing this.
It's fine, bro. Just don't cap about it.
Oh, jeez. But, you know, I feel like that's smart the way that they did that. So you can actually differentiate who is who or who's paying and who's not paying.
Yeah, right. I guess so. I think you have to do that. I think you may have to do that regardless. I'm not sure.
They saying that shit like they don't be like.
I'm talking about if you want to be verified.
Oh yeah, true.
Because even when you try to send in an application to get verified, they ask you for a government ID.
Wait, you gotta send in an application?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and they you gotta send in two forms of ID, I think.
Wait. So what? Okay. Look, that's a
different story. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a conversation for a different day.
Shit. What else? Was he talking about Snowfall?
No. We didn't talk about Snowfall.
Yo, so goddamn, we only got a few more episodes left, bro. And I'm so sad because it's getting so juicy. I don't want it to end, bro. Snowfall is getting so good. Every episode. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I almost shed a tear when I was like watching Jerome's funeral. Because it's like
facts.
After, what, 2017 to 2023? What, that's 6 years? Yeah, 6 years. 6 years of watching this nigga.
You grew a bond with this nigga.
Yeah, on God, bro. I think everybody who watches Snowfall loves Jerome because they can see certain similarities in their family members, too.
Yeah, because it's like he was a gangster, but he ain't want to live this gangster life.
Yeah. He been saying that shit since like season two, bro.
Yes. He was like, I just want my little speaker shop.
Yeah.
All right. Just keep it pushing. That's it.
I ain't gonna lie, it's Franklin's fault though. Like,
he did
not give a fuck about Uncle Jerome having his goddamn speakers at all.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. He was trying to hide drugs in there and everything. Well, Uncle Jerome was like, "Bro, I ain't trying to do that shit."
Yeah,
he's like, "It's just temporary, Unc." Nigga, it was not temporary
at all.
Like, niggas is all breaking into that shit and everything. But
I'm like, damn, nigga, you really fucking up this nigga whole business.
So right now, as far as main characters. Avi has passed away. That was sad too, but it
was. That was the one of the worst deaths. All right, like real shit.
I mean,
only reason why I'm saying that is because when you see Avi like gradually change over the like course of time in the show,
you start to grow a little bond with him. Yeah,
and it's like he really softened his heart a little bit, especially when it came down to Franklin.
Yeah, that's because Franklin had to fucking really G-check this nigga a few times, bro. Avi was trying to rob his nigga blind. Like, he thought Franklin was too dumb to realize it when he brought him overseas. He's going to take a million from him. But Franklin caught on to this shit because Avi was bullshit. He also had to pull the strap out on this nigga Avi.
That made Avi respect him.
Yeah, he had to G-check his ass. Like, nigga, I ain't that kid you seen over here before.
He was like, bro, I'm a grown-ass man now.
Yeah. On the set, Loke.
Homie.
But as far as the last episode, though.
Yeah.
It was, you know, aftermath from Jerome passing away, which is sad.
How do I?
We get to see everybody. Because obviously Jerome is a big character, so everybody reacting to it. It seemed like the whole hood was out. Even niggas. Even, Uncle Clifford from P Valley was there, even though I'm not sure if he's strange.
You got Uncle Clifford. I'm going by.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. yeah. Right.
Like two nigga names.
Yeah.
Oh damn, that could be. Hi. Hold on.
I just didn't. On that. Yeah. But he was only in one episode. But they brought him back, so you could tell, like, it was everybody out for Jerome, and she would get to see the aftermath of it. One thing I don't like that's going on right now, I don't like Ruben the Cuban, which is... Bruh, this nigga,
Ruben the Cuban. Hell no.
I ain't gonna lie. If a nigga come in my apartment, a nigga that I'm actively looking for, right? Like, yeah. A nigga, like, I'm really trying to find so I can.
Like, I'm trying to get this man touched. No yeah. Tag, all right.
He come to my doorstep. Come in this bitch and tell me, you know, I can kill you pretty easily, my dog. And I'm the one with the gun.
Nigga, you're gonna die right there in my apartment. That's and shit. I'm a dip.
Yeah, that's just telling me that Ruben about to die. Because, nah, like, in no way you just let you know, man, that shit slide.
Man, listen. Listen. In this regards, I feel like Ruben the Cuban is definitely trying to make a chess play. He's trying to just exhaust all of his resources he can at this time because he know his doom day is definitely like coming.
Yeah.
So he's like trying to speed it up at least 2 days, get Gustavo to help him out and shit, and get the jump on him, get the jump on Teddy before he can get the jump on him.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, his only source of information is Gustavo. And Gustavo, to me,
is bullshitting him.
Yeah, exactly. It seemed like he playing both sides pretty well.
Yeah.
And that he about to finesse Ruben. And Ruben might end up dead, I think.
Nah, I think Ruben might kill Gustavo.
That could happen,
like,
too.
Like, real shit, because he could see through it. Because you already know, this nigga gay. So.
Yeah. I mean, like, besides that, I know he's that a KGB has nothing to
do. Yeah, I know that has nothing to do with it. But it's like when you see a nigga gay and he works for the government, bruh, he don't give a fuck. He don't give a dang shit you can say to this man to really like stop him from doing his fucking job. He's doing it. All right.
Yeah.
Like he's dedicated.
Yeah. So. Well, I feel like once he smells the trap, he. He definitely can kill Gustavo. Oh, yeah. I can see that coming. I can see that happening.
Because look at what he did before he left. You know how he closed his closet door and left it cracked? Like, to, like, a certain, like, to where he could literally just slide his finger through
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that shit was genius as fuck. Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm like, yeah, he
Even Teddy didn't know.
He not playing with y'all.
Yeah,
he has no time to play with you motherfuckers. So,
yeah, but he's still a bitch because he should have shot the fuck out of Teddy there. Like, what? He knew somebody was in his shit, too, because of that finger check, and he still didn't shoot that nigga.
I'm like, bro, you should have been just... And he found your gay magazine.
Yeah, like, bro, what is going to take for you to fucking take this nigga out? Like,
shit, him killing his dad.
So who you think going to die? Like, we got, like, 3 more episodes. Who you think going to die towards the end of this?
Teddy, I know Louis probably not going to die. Because I know Louis is actually alive in real life.
Yeah, she get locked up, yeah. I could see Louis getting locked up, too, because they got pictures of her. The DEA got pictures of her.
Yeah.
Moving drugs.
So. I could see Franklin getting locked up.
I could see him getting locked up, but that would be a very... That would be kind of an underwhelming, like, ending for him to just get locked up. Yeah. I think for him to die would really cap off the series a lot. But then again, if he dies, I don't know how many people care about Wanda's spinoff. So that's also a thing.
They're going to get some really good viewer, or at least some really good ratings for the first 2, maybe 3 episodes. If they don't keep the momentum... Then it's definitely gonna go in the shitter.
It's definitely
just like Wu-Tang.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a while before it come out. I think they said it was only in early development. Yeah. So
what the nigga Smack say? Shit, it's a wobbler. It's a wobbler level.
What the fuck is a wobbler,
bro? It's a wobbler, bro. Like, what it's wobbly, that? Like, bro. It's shaky, nigga. Like, you never know. Oh. It could go either way.
Yeah,
it's a wobbler.
Like, I think if Franklin died, that'd be a good cap off to the series, though.
Nah, he's not. He's not. He's not. He can't. Because if he does, but no.
But who would kill him, though? That's the
Franklin
thing.
Franklin lives forever, okay?
No.
Yes.
I don't know who would kill him, but if it's not Teddy that kills him, I don't... Or Ruben.
If Louis actually tortures this nigga, I'm going to be so fucking pissed. Bruh. I might actually write in a letter. Okay, like I'm gonna be that fucking heated. I'm like, how the fuck? He loses his fucking uncle saving your bitch ass.
But ain't like Franklin kind of cold about that too, though. Like
he lost $78 fucking million dollars.
Bro,
what do you mean?
He also lost. Who wouldn't be cold? He also lost hella niggas though. But the thing is, first of all, it's about like losing a family for me. He's just a sociopath.
Bro,
like,
who wouldn't be that emotionally numb after losing all of that money, family, loved ones, all that shit.
Bro, he's been numb from every single death. The only death that looked like it actually impacted him was Andre's.
Yeah,
that was the only death that it seemed like it actually impacted him for real.
I feel like with Jerome, he's internalizing it more.
Yeah, because he is having nightmares and shit.
Yeah, but at the same time, the only reason why he's being like a duck on water. Calm on the outside, calm on the surface, but underwater, flapping around and shit like that, like pissed off on the inside.
I ain't gonna lie. Oh, you seen that scene where he's like, the nigger killed his dad?
Yes.
Yeah, that shit was so random.
I'm like, yo. I'm like, well, this are the times.
Yeah, this was
like,
the time.
Yo. Like, that is Teddy's problem. He is too and then his baby mama.
Yeah.
His baby mama.
That's pregnant with somebody else's child. Yeah, that's real tough, though.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, you saw that she's pregnant?
Yeah, wait, she's pregnant with somebody else's child?
Yeah, that's what she said. That's why she said, when did this happen? He was like, when that happened. Yeah, that's tough, man. Teddy got a tough life too, bro.
Yeah, hey, but she said give him his money back.
Yeah, but I don't think Teddy going for that.
Like, he's not gonna give it back.
Yeah, I don't think.
But at the same time, it's like, bro, Teddy is the true psychopath in this whole like situation.
Yeah,
he's like fucking. What was her name off of Weeds? The main character,
Nancy.
Yeah, like Nancy, self-preserving, only thinking about self. Granted, you might care about everybody else that's around you, but that's only to preserve you or to help you in the future or help you feel good. Or it revolves around you, basically. All right, that's some psychopath narcissistic shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
The government said in the episode, too, that they don't give a fuck about that shit. Like,
yeah, they got more money. They don't give a damn.
Exactly. So, like, with Teddy doing this is almost like just a motivated... Him feeling like he needs to do this for his duty. I don't know.
It ain't worth it.
I don't know what exactly he's trying to accomplish, but now he has an enemy for the rest of this season. And I mean, Franklin has gotten fucking smart and tactical when it comes to setting niggas up and killing niggas.
Franklin has gotten methodical. Okay.
And cold-blooded, nigga. Like, he whack niggas and don't even like think about the shit at all.
Bro, he burnt the nigga face on a stove.
And then whacked him. Like,
he tried to whack him first. All right.
I mean, true that.
Yeah, like, then it's all fair game at that
point. Bro, when he was, like, in the warehouse with, you know, the Kane situation when Jerome died, when he had walked in, he's like, and the dude's like, yeah, I go let Kane know you here. He turned around and walked, he just, boom, like, he just shot that nigga, like.
Back of the head. And then, like,
no problem,
bro. Oh, shit. Wait, because he knew what the fuck, look. I feel in season 2, season 3 is where he truly accepted what comes with this shit.
Yeah, this shit getting gangster. I'm going to have to get gangster with it.
Yeah, because he's like, bro, either you going to sink or swim. Like, real shit, eat or be eaten.
Yeah.
Because that's how tough this shit is. People lose their lives about this shit.
Right? I think after he killed Andre, that's what it was. Like, especially because Andre was snooping around. First of all, that's a good question. Who... that's died so far didn't have to die.
Kevin.
Besides Kevin had to die. Scully's daughter, because that's a given. She didn't have to die.
Yeah. Oof. Let me think.
It's practically none that didn't have to die, to be honest.
It was somebody.
Avi probably didn't have to die.
Nah.
Manboy had to die. Khadijah had to die.
Yeah, most definitely that nigga had to die.
I think in hindsight, what's the white boy name? Rob.
Yeah, I don't think he didn't have to.
In hindsight, I think he do.
Yeah, because he probably would have snitched.
Yeah, the KGB and CIA and the DA is involved.
Plus, if they put him in rehab and he was doing crack at the time.
They would have cracked down on him easiest. At the time, I was like, nah, he ain't had to die. But in hindsight,
Wait, do you think they're going to find Peaches in these last couple episodes or he's just lost in the wind?
I think they just gonna consider him dead or off somewhere. I think it's so much good shit going on too that it's easy to overlook the Peaches storyline anyway.
Yeah, I feel that.
I think maybe it's a scheduling conflict though. And Peaches, well, D-Ray Davis working on something else.
Yeah. I never thought of that, honestly.
That's the same thing that's happening with Godfather Harlem. The dude that played Malcolm X couldn't be scheduled for this season, so they got another nigga. And it's so weird seeing him, and it's a different voice and shit. It's like, ew. Like, I like the other
guy. He's like, ew. It's like when they replaced dark-skinned Aunt Viv.
Yeah, it's odd, bro. It's just odd.
Y'all bullshit.
Yeah. It does not make sense. Yeah, man, there's not that many people that didn't have to die. Yeah.
Well, shit, just to conclude that, Snowfall. Wait, first of all, the dude that created Snowfall, what's his name again? Shit.
John Singleton?
Yes. John Singleton, rest in peace as well. And thank you for giving us this wonderful piece of black art. Because, man, I'm going to miss this show when it stops coming on.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, this is the one show that I am definitely gonna be like going back and going back and rewatching like at least a good 4 or 5 times.
Because
this was a really, really good fucking show. This is The Wire of today's day and age. Okay, like because you know how big The Wire was back then.
Yeah,
and how everybody watched it and shit. But Snowfall is the new Wire, where people still 20 years later go back and watch that shit and be like, damn. Wait, you know what? Random question. You know how you look back, like back in the day, and you see how the quality of the television or the quality of just cameras were?
Yeah. I was just watching a movie from the 80s yesterday.
Like, now, think about 20 years from now. What if they say the shit that we're using now is like lower quality? What type of higher quality can we get to?
Bro, like 20K. You know, I mean, we got 4K right now, nigga. I think we up to 8K now, but they gonna have like 20K fucking 100,000 FPS shit. Or some shit.
The where you can special literally glasses. You can see them sweat before they sweat.
Yeah. They gonna have some crazy shit like 20.
Damn. Like you can literally see their pores, all right, and the makeup.
I think they're already working on like holographic phones. So,
I would not do that.
I would if it's like the trend. I think everybody would if it's the trend. To be honest,
no.
Just like iPhones, like
dude, I'm not switching. Look, I love my home button.
Say that until everybody.
I don't give a fuck. I love my. Look, I haven't even gotten a PS5 yet.
And also, backtrack, nigga. You know, with iPhones in 5 years, your phone gonna be slow as fuck, nigga. They basically gonna disable those phones so you can buy a new one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
that's how they get you. I mean, maybe it's a conspiracy, but I'm
nah. You're right.
Like every time I had an old phone, like over like about 5 years,
yeah,
5 years
old, that shit stopped.
Yeah, it's slow as fuck, glitchy. Shit. Yeah, battery start fucking corrupting and shit. Yeah,
I'm like, all right, bro, y'all bullshit.
Yeah, this is a scam, bro. But yeah, man, I think that's we talked about everything. 6ix9ine probably deserved to get jumped.
Yeah.
They also probably deserve to get, you know, locked the fuck up too.
And oh yeah, most definitely.
They down bad. 6ix9ine still gonna be making money. Who cares? It probably gave him more clout. Well, not more clout, but more like eyes. Yeah, yeah, more eyes on him in this situation. So, because I mean, regardless of whether the niggas clowning you or they praising you, it's still niggas watching you.
Facts.
So and cause so 6ix9ine really came out with the W, if you ask me. Them niggas down bad.
Oh, man. Yeah, most definitely. Especially after doing 8 years.
Yeah, I hope your bitch can get on Section 8 or something. Like, pay take care of the kids, boy. Because your ass is going down. There's so much fucking proof on y'all old ass niggas being his ass niggas. Like, they can match our voices and everything, bro. It's clear as day. Like, yeah, I ain't going to lie. Y'all going down, boy. What else we talked about? Trust the white man. Hey, I ain't going to lie. As much as we platform this nigga,
y'all need to deplatform this
nigga. Yeah, because at the end of the day, he gonna just keep doing and saying the same crazy ass shit.
Use the title of being a fucking comedian and to think that gives you the excuse to say whatever the fuck you want. No.
Yeah.
We're not doing that, all right? At all.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you being a comedian, you also gotta be funny. But facts. These niggas are paying Charleston White to come on their platforms, and I guess they get numbers. Who really cares at that ultimately? When it comes to, you know, integrity, when you allow a man to say he raped white bitches, I mean, what does that say about you, fresh and fit? But what else we talk about, man? Oh yeah, the B2B Savage guy.
Yeah, RIP and yeah. Stop taunting your ops.
Yeah, taunting the dead is not cool. It's never look been at
young
cool.
Y'all should have learned from Young Pappy.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah. Oh god. Yeah. RIP though.
Yeah, yeah. RIP, but hey man, you reap what you sow, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
You live by the gun, you die by the gun.
Yeah, real talk. And you weren't even the one you weren't even the one with the gun though. So,
literally.
That's the sad part.
Literally, you were telling her what to do with the gun. Wait, how you taking credit over a body that you didn't catch?
Oh God, like that's the saddest part. You died over that body too.
Look, hey man, hey, it is what it is.
Rest in peace, man. Condolences to the family though. Yeah, I definitely do hold sympathy to the family though, if anything, because you know they still lost someone close to them.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure they didn't know what he was like doing on the
somebody
internet.
Knew.
Yeah, it's, you know, his cousins knew, but his aunties and shit probably didn't
his
know.
His siblings knew.
Yeah. But anyways, what else? I think that's it.
Rest
in peace, Kevin Samuels, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We talked about him briefly.
That was pretty much it. Yep. I was going to pull the cord on that one question, but we'll save that for the next episode.
Because I don't even know what the fuck you talking about. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I can't think of nothing else. I can't think of, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well,
All right.
Look at your ass for a second. Like, nigga, did you just stop me?
Yes. You're supposed to be closing out, nigga. You got fucking. Oh, wait a minute. I have something. You like the nigga that got a question, and everybody in the class like, bro, come on, bro. We trying to get out of here. Does anybody have any questions? Oh, no, please. Hey, I got a question. Like, nigga, shut your bitch ass up, nigga. Oh, can I go to the bathroom?
Listen, the next Tech and Chill event will be a Harry Potter event. All right. It's so definitely come out with your best Harry Potter cosplays. We will be doing live interviews. For certain fans or anybody who wants to come up and chat with the boys for a little bit and you want to come have a good time, turn up, definitely make sure you tell them that the boys over here at Short Story Long sent you. That's Tech and Chill. When we get future information about the event, we definitely will relay that to you guys. But until then, it's been your boy Jew, aka the Granny Slayer, aka the Panty Player, the Milk Taker. Tell the lead a light on for me.
Wow.
And we go.
That's okay.
Shut up.
You're crazy.